Is Dr. Schumacher dictating? Progress note on Gladys Starling, Starling. This is a home visit progress note. Place was the Pines of Lapeer. Date was January 17, 2022. The paragraph, Mrs. Starling was seen regarding abdominal pain. She got upset stomach, period. She also has episodes of anxiety, period. History, Mrs. Starling has had this abdominal pain for several days and even longer, over a week, period. It's worse with breakfast and associated with anxiety, period. It happens after each period. Her pepsin has recently been increased to 20 milligrams BA, and this may be helping, period. She states that her stomach pain depends on what she eats, period. She has a history of anxiety, and they appear as panic attacks, period. It's worse in the morning, and her family thinks it may be related to the fact that they can't visit because of the COVID issues, period. She herself denied other physical symptoms, period. There's no fever, major weight change, eye complaints, headache, chest pain, dyspnea, vomiting, bleeding, dysuria, diarrhea, and no significant arthralgia at the present time, period. It's known that she did have a right knee replacement at once. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Blood pressure 132 over 70, pulse 66, respiratory 16, O2 saturation 99%. Head and neck exam is unremarkable, oral mucosa normal, ears normal to inspection. Lungs were cleared to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal SNOS 2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Abdomen south, there's no tenderness, rigidity or rebound. Noted, period, no organomegaly. Paragraph assessment and plan. Ms. Starling has abdominal pains that could be related to gastritis or ulcers, period. We are increasing pepsin to 20 milligrams BID, period. She may take Tums, 2 tablets TID, PRN, period. 2, she has passive stroke and has an aspirin 81 milligrams daily. 3, she has hypertension, currently controlled without medications. 4, she has a history of depression and is on trazodone 50 milligrams daily, mainly for sleep, but the depression seems stable, period. 7, she has mild osteoarthritis, which is not bothering her now, and she may continue Tylenol 1,000 milligrams every 12 hours as needed, period. 7, she has the anxiety as noted, and we contemplated increasing her Xanax or Zoloft for panic attacks, but we'll wait to see. We're going to allow her family to visit more often as long as we go right to her room, and we'll see if that reduces the anxiety, period. If not, I may consider it SSRI medicine, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.